I'm not sure what the exact right walk-up music is for the Escambia County Transportation Engineer, but that seems like a pretty good guess. We'll take it. Chris Phillips is that Escambia County Transportation Engineer. He joins us now for there you go. He joins us now to talk about stuff. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
By the way, Chris, who used to be with Santa Rosa County, so welcome across the water, so to speak, to a different and relatively new job. I listened to you talking at the town hall that Jeff Bergosh had in Beulah the other night. You did a really good job, which is why I wanted to have you on this morning. So let's talk about some of the traffic things that are going on in Escambia County. I have not driven the roundabout. It's been that long since I've been out to Perdido. Everybody wanted it real bad, and now that they have it, it sounds like everybody's angry about it. Is it working well, working poorly, a catastrophe? You tell me.
Well, Andrew, we hear the same things that you're hearing. And honestly, I took the opportunity on Saturday to hop on my motorcycle and ride out that way. And I rode through it no less than four times between the hours of, I think, probably around 10 to noon. I rode over to Alabama and saw all the traffic they have over there and turned around and came back through Perdido. And if we could just convey the message that it is a slow speed maneuver. It is absolutely not a fast maneuver. It's not as fast a maneuver, even as the new one at 17th Avenue. I mean, we have advisory signs now warning not only locals, but tourists. And they're spaced out a half mile ahead of it, 800 feet with a flashing beacon, 600 feet and 400 feet. And I went through there as late as yesterday, went through it two more times. And as long as everyone is making it a safe, slow maneuver, using their signal where appropriate, it's working fine. The problems we're having is we've had a few instances. And I don't really even understand how this happens, where people are going straight through the middle of it. And I have to believe that you're either on your phone or you're intoxicated if you go straight through the middle of that roundabout, because you're bouncing off of curbing to get to that point if you're going straight. Wow. So, again, we just encourage citizens to take their time. I mean, it's a learning process, because there aren't that many roundabouts in the Pensacola area, clearly. But if they will take their time, never, ever stop while you're in the circle. If you're approaching the roundabout, you are to yield to traffic in the circle. But the responsibility for those in the circle is to use your signal where applicable to let your fellow motorists know what you're doing.
So from your point of view, the thing is designed just fine, but for whatever reason, whether it's cell phones or not watching or distracted or who knows, or drunk, that's the real source of the problem, not the design inadequacy. Is that basically right?
That's what we believe. I mean, okay. It was designed by a licensed engineer, and they ran traffic through it using computer simulations, and it works.
Okay.
And I've done it, and lots of people have done it.
Well, I appreciate that, because the perception I had was that we somehow had made a big mistake, and, if you're telling me, then not really. I'll take your word for it. You said something the other day in the Beulah Town Hall that, frankly, it concerned me, because you were talking about the Beulah interchange, and you made the comment that FDOT, because of rising costs of everything, which we understand that roads are now costing almost twice what they cost a couple years ago, that the Beulah interchange, you made it sound like it wasn't a future fact. You used the phrase, they're interested, which is a different word than committed. It made me worried that the Beulah interchange is now back on the maybe list instead of in the yes, just a matter of time list.
Well, if I conveyed that, I apologize, because I mean it is still the number one priority of the Florida Alabama TPO.
Right, right.
FDOT has provided no indication to us in any conversations and meetings we've had that it's not going to happen.
Got it.
They are facing some very serious cost overruns, just like the county is. And so they're having to shovel some money around. And they work in five-year increments. And this interchange has been on the back end of in year four and five. And I believe that they have had to move some things around to be able to fulfill some current projects that are going. And I believe that it's going to reenter that work program next time we see that which will be at the end of this year.
Okay, so it's not quite as concerning as maybe I had interpreted you as saying. It really is a future fact. It's more a question of how rather than if.
Yeah, and they're still doing, we are reevaluating the PD&E on the north side because the county is looking to move, extend West Kingsfield, and we're going to literally move Beulah Road over in order to be able to realize more space in the landfill. We found that it is as economical to move the road over as it is to pay for wetland mitigation credits and split the landfill with the existing road. So things are moving. A lot is moving on the north end of I-10. On the south end, DOT is going to have a resurfacing project from Mobile Highway all the way up to Isaac's Lane, where the new interchange will be in 2025. So absolutely nobody has abandoned the project, and we have conveyed to them that it is our number one priority.
Outstanding. Thank you for the clarification. We're talking to Chris Phillips. He's the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Just a second, Chris. Let me get Candy in here with traffic on the fives.
Little slow I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue road construction this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. All right, she said traffic tips. Now, Chris, you are the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Do you have any traffic tips for us? Like, this is stuff that people are doing that's making life hard, or this is stuff that people are doing that's making life easy? Because you see all the problem spots. Like, you're like the doctor seeing all the diseases. You know, you see the beach, and, you know, you see the construction, and you see Sorrento Road. You tell me. You see Davis Highway. You tell me, is there anything we can do better?
Well, Andrew, there are a few things, and the first and most important thing, and I know people get tired of hearing it, but put your phone down while you're behind the wheel. I mean, I guarantee you right now someone is listening to me speak, and they have their phone in their hand while they're driving down the road. And I've asked that person, just put the phone down. And when you're at a traffic signal, and it's red, and I understand, I think we all do it, you pick up your phone, and you see what's going on Facebook. If you put your phone down there and pay attention to the signal, when it turns green, you can go. Now, I understand that you around here, you kind of have to look and be cautious to make sure no one's running the light. But if you're on your phone typing that last text and you have eaten up 10 seconds of a 70-second green signal, then the people behind you, the last guy ain't going to make it. There's just no way he's going to make it. So, and also, we love our pedestrians. We do everything we can to take care of our pedestrians. But if you will use the pedestrian signals at the traffic signals, that is the safest place for you to cross. If you run across a road or if you get halfway out there and traffic stops, again, we're interrupting flow at that point. And I have to encourage our citizens. Our citizens are our biggest asset because they are our eyes and ears out in the county. I mean, I have a staff of 14. We can't be everywhere, but we have a traffic hotline, and we have an email, traffic@myescambia.com. If you see something that appears to be wrong with a signal or a pedestrian crosswalk signal is not working, if you'll send us an email, we can get out there and we can get that fixed right away. Because if our citizens think something's wrong, it's most likely the case that there is something wrong. And I got to tell you, me and several of my staff, we listen to you all in the morning on the way in. Candy is a big help to us. When she says that a signal is flashing at a certain intersection, I'm not, while I'm driving, calling my folks right up and saying, hey, we need to get out there and we need to check this out. In some cases, the power's out. We can't do a whole lot about that. But if it's a problem we can fix, we want to fix it.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, what happens, honestly, is typically when I see something's wrong, and, you know, the drivers in an area know what things are supposed to be like all the time, so you notice when things are wrong when it's your area, and I'll just text it to Wes, and he'll take care of it because he's a roads guy. Well, you're now my guy. I'm going to text you instead, because I know you're the one directly handling it, but traffic@myescambia.com, people want to report any of these things. And I really appreciate the note about the cell phones because I had not thought about that. I'm well aware that, like, an accident on the side of the road that people slow down even 5 miles an hour for on the interstate is what causes a 2-mile backup. I get that, how traffic flow works. It had not occurred to me that the reason I'm stuck in traffic on Davis Highway, which, by the way, has gotten a lot better, kudos to your division for making that a lot better and timing those signals better, is because people, you know, they're spending 5 seconds on their phone at the light, and that makes everybody's day worse because that's messing with the flow of traffic, how it is supposed to happen. So I really appreciate that note. Hey, I was just going to say, I don't think we have a lot of time left, but I definitely wanted to ask you this question. Where are we on the ATMS, the Advanced Traffic Management System, and the new facility? How close are we to getting that, which is not just for, you know, the signals in Escambia County, but is also going to run like the Navarre Beach light and some other lights around this? It's a two-county project. So where are we at on that?
So we have, honestly, over the past 4 years, Escambia County has teamed with the Emerald Coast Regional Council, and we have a consultant that looks not only at Escambia signals, but they also look at Santa Rosa, like you mentioned, and all the municipalities. So it's really in the very early stages. The building itself, the facility itself, is under design through a local agency program agreement, and the Emerald Coast Council has selected a consultant to begin that. So that is underway. All of the fiber that is going in both counties is going to tremendously help in communications with the signals back to that facility. So things are absolutely in the works. So we have an office in our corner of the central office complex where we have screens, and sometimes that consultant comes to our office to help out some of the other counties. So we're definitely taking a regional approach with this. And it is moving forward at quite a rapid pace.
And see, I didn't even make you say diverging diamond on the radio.
and I appreciate that.
I know. And I was interested to learn that we're getting one at 9 Mile and I-10 in addition to the one at Pine Forest and I-10. Oh, I did. You know what? I did have one extra thing, Chris. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you just for maybe a 30 seconds on this. It seems like every Saturday we're breaking records to the beach with volume.
We broke records the past two Saturdays.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not even into the height of the season or anything yet. Like, I mean, is there anything that can be done? I mean, it seems like a this year kind of problem, but I know it is already way better than it has ever been in the past, but what are y'all doing to help it now?
So we're looking, the new 3 mile bridge has aided us because there are now new cameras on the 3 mile bridge looking into Gulf Breeze.
Oh, good point.
And we added a camera at the main intersection at Port Pickens Road and Via de Luna. And we've also worked with the WeatherSTEM organization. They have a camera at the fire station further down Via de Luna. So we can see more than we've ever seen out there, which really aids us and to be able to get the traffic moving, time those green lights, be able to do some flushes, encourage people that go to the beach. If a rainstorm comes up, just hang out for a little while, because if everybody tries to leave at the same time, that creates chaos. If we can just have everybody just hang out for a little bit, we can get you off the island much more efficiently.
All right. Well, that's helpful. That's what we can do, you know, in the midst of everything else. But yeah, more cars every single time we look, and the more information, as you say, eyes on, is going to help you guys remotely operate things and make sure that they run more smoothly. Chris Phillips, he's the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Hey, Chris, welcome to the job, and thank you so much for the work that y'all do to make our lives less annoying by making the traffic flow better, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.